Portugal are adamant that the worldwide headlines created by Cristiano Ronaldo's dramatic exit from Manchester United 2 days ago have not affected their preparations. Ghana, quarter-finalists in 2010, are the lowest-ranked team at this World Cup, and they are back on the biggest stage in the world after failing to qualify for Russia 4 years ago. Diogo Costa started both of the playoff victories that confirmed Portugal's place at this World Cup. It's a lineup that has been widely predicted, with a back four behind the midfield trio of Fernandes, Neves and Silva. Ronaldo will have support from João Félix and Otávio. Cristiano Ronaldo will become the first player to score at 5 World Cups if he gets a goal today. Ominously for Ghana, 9 of the 10 outfield players have scored for Portugal. The exception is Ruben Neves, top scorer at his club Wolves this season. Atasigi is the most experienced of the three goalkeepers in Ghana's squad, but this is only his 12th international. 5 in defence, with Daniel Amati having played in more Ghana matches in the year 2022 than any other player. Thomas Partey scored the goal that took Ghana to this World Cup. Andre Ayew playing in his 3rd World Cup. Ayew and Ronaldo, the only starters tonight, who also began the 2014 World Cup meeting in Brasilia. Away we go then in this Group H encounter at Stadium 974. So a winner tonight would see that winning team sitting proud at the top of Group H. With a flick from João Félix. Ronaldo down in the area, penalty!
I think it's 50-50. It's very hard. I wonder if he'll go across and look at the monitor and just double check.
Cristiano Ronaldo, the penalty taker. Ronaldo, who will create World Cup history if he scores by becoming the first man to score at 5 FIFA World Cups. It's Ronaldo.
Conceded.
Ghana loses. out Fernandes. He's got options left and right here. That might well be offside. The ball is turned in and the flag stays down on the far side. For just a matter of minutes.
Partey doesn't scan here, doesn't know what he's on his back shoulder. Turnover. And these have been some of Portugal's most positive moments. Carries the ball really well. Oh, that's that's exceptional timing in terms of the release. And what a finish. Just opens his hips up, bends it around the keeper. And I think that might be this game a little bit out of reach for Ghana now.
Layout. Only just on as a substitute. And he has provided an instant impact.
The presentation was made by Gianni Infantino.
Here come Ghana. Great chance. Ayew! Oh, they've got a second! Jordan Ayew!
Good run. Look at this. Good timing. Great ball in behind into the space. And if you just look here, the defender just switches off. He doesn't open up his left shoulder. Doesn't even see him. It's a simple finish for him. I think Pereira would be really disappointed with his defending there. He's not opened up his shoulder, doesn't know he's there. Now what does the coach do? How does he change it? How does he get back in the game?
Well, it could have been an extraordinary ending. It is a history-making evening, though. Portugal 3, Ghana 2.